All you had to do is pull it, just pull your wheel back a little bit, take your nut off, take your wash off, pull it back a little bit, and slap a little grease right in that, in the hub, and slap it back together. Stop the squeaking, and it would keep from wearing it out, too, because it'd wear your hub up. You had to do it.
How'd you back that nut off? Did you just...
We had a regular wrench.
What's about the tools you use, like, how would your daddy keep his thing sharp? Did he use a... Like, did he shave with a straight razor?
Yeah.
What did he sharpen that on?
Well, he had a regular razor strap, and he had a rock. There's a piece of the rock right there.
Yeah. What do you call it? Those are called...
Wet rock.
Yeah, wet rock. Did you ever see the ones that would... He sharpen an axe on you, know,
yeah.
Go around.
Mm-hmm. I got one in the garage.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
A grind?
Grind out. Huh? Got two pedals on it. And I had a little funnel to drop water into it and sit down and pedal it. I had all that, well, I let all that get away. We had all the grind, all the drill press, hand drill press. See, he had his own shop. He did all his own wood. Made all. A day like today, he'd be working in that shop. Right now, making wagon tongues and whatever he needs, fixing up his equipment, see?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, rainy, all during the wintertime. Man, that was every day in that shop. Sharpening all his fire points and everything. Mm-hmm. They're regular forge, real press.
What would he carry things around in? You have a... Have something with a wheel on it that
you carry heavy. Wheelbarrows?
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a carpenter then, a pretty good.
He was all around, jack of all trades, I guarantee you. Uh-huh. Didn't
name
it, he'd do it.
What did nails come in? They used to come in
a keg, there's a nail keg on them.
When you went to the store, say, to buy some sugar or some fruit, the, grocery put them in a what?
Big bag full of, I don't know.
Okay, was that ever used as a kind of a unit, a measure? In other words, you just weigh out a paper bag full of something?
Hmm. Most of your fruit was about a dozen and stuff like that. Bananas about a dozen and so forth.
When you went to the store and bought something or paid the bill on time and the guy gave you a little something extra, did they ever do that?
Yeah. That's lanyard.
Lanyard. I've heard of that.
That's what he caught me for. I knew what he'd look for.
No.
Little lanyard.
Really? Mm. Okay. Did they do that much here?
Pretty good bit. Everywhere they did that. They do that everywhere they did.
Little lanyard. Well, they use the word lot, but I don't know whether they really give it or not, do they?
Hmm?
They use the word lot, but I don't know whether they really give it or not.
They charge you for it now, and they don't, and they, say, don't you want a drink? And they put it on your bill anyway. I guess they do, I don't know.
Yeah. Did, things were, I guess, a lot different in the way you did business with the store, weren't they? Or did...
Well, most of, a lot of it was credit, you know. Those days you could do credit, so a lot better than you can today. If you bought a dollar worth of stuff, it was a dollar, they ain't gonna charge you $100 for. And I don't know. About the same way they operate in the day, I imagine. Close guns, yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember the sort, what sort of things were people getting together in Rosedale 4 years ago? Do you remember? Yeah. They played music around? Or?
Mm-mm. The only thing they had, maybe baseball games on Sundays once in a while. Everybody get together for a boucherie and killing a hole or something.